We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I saw this on Kayak, Jamie.
Is that a travel site you normally check?
I'm very loyal to Southwest, but if I'm just like, let's see, I'll go to Kayak.com.
You know, Southwest doesn't have the cheapest flights always anymore.
No, you're right.
That is not the case anymore.
It's very true. And for a while, and I don't even know, some of these sites don't include Southwest.
Southwest does not. I don't think they're the biggest airline that does this, but not the only one, where they do not allow Southwest flight specifics to be included in search engines like Kayak or Expedia.
Or Orbitz.
You have to go to their site explicitly to do that.
Yeah, I have to tell my dad that all the time. He said, well, I was looking on Cheapo Air. Dad, go to Southwest website. But Kayak is one of those sites, and I happen to see this because I follow him on Twitter. And they were asking the question, and a lot of you have responded because we just stole it, copied it, pasted it on our Facebook page. You can only pick two of these four options when you take a flight. Which ones are you choosing? Window seat, direct flight, overhead bin space, snacks. Which two are your must have when you fly, or the ones you want the strongest? Again, window seat, direct flight, overhead bin space, snacks. You can see it's this, by the way. It's on our Facebook page. Tons of comments so far. Facebook.com/981KBZ.
I am surprised Kayak did not include aisle seat. What do you think is more in demand? What do you think people want more, aisle seat or window seat?
Window.
Really?
I think more people want window because that aisle, even though you have the extra aisle space, it's still, the cart could come through, people are still getting by, and you have to get up every time somebody wants to go to the bathroom. I think there's more defined space. Like, nobody's messing with my space if I have the wall.
Yes.
I can lean on the wall. I can lean on the window. And in most cases, they control the shade. We've had that conversation.
Yes, we've had that conversation.
So I think window seat's more popular because then they can look out and see stuff too.
So I only picked one out of this list. There's only one out of those four that I really insist on getting the best that I can.
Okay.
And you should thank me for the fact that when I tweeted back at you, I did not include if it's an overseas flight that I
Here
want
we
this.
Go. Yeah.
I didn't include any of that.
Just give me a number, Maticelli.
Number two. All I really want is the direct flight. Everything else to me is negotiable. And it depends. Like, how long is the flight? Did I check a bag? Then, yes, I want the overhead bin space. You know, and if I checked a bag, then, okay, I don't need that. And
I'm kind of the same way. Direct flight is the one that I feel the strongest about.
Yeah.
I generally don't carry on anything more than a knapsack.
You're an always check a bagger?
Always check a bagger. You know, especially if it's Southwest.
Because the bags are free.
Bags are free, or if I'm checking them, we're flying to Detroit, I got to pack a bunch of stuff. We had a cheaper flight on Delta the last time I flew there. I'm going to check the bag because I don't want to carry the bag through security to my seat, have to worry about it at all times, especially now with the baby, and I've already got carry-on and I've got the stroller to worry about, all that stuff. But it's a pain in the butt to do all that. I hate people that always say, oh, well, it takes so long to get my bag. No, it doesn't.
Sometimes it does.
You're not in that much of a rush.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes that is a reason where, I mean, maybe it does. Maybe it takes half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I care less about that if I'm coming home. But if I'm arriving somewhere, I don't want to screw around with that.
Oh.
And the older I get, the lighter of a packer I am.
Okay.
The more I take out of my bag at the end, the more I don't want to mess around. I don't want my bags to get lost. I don't want to, if I'm flying internationally, I don't want to have to screw around with picking them up and then rechecking them, which is what you have to do when you go through customs.
Yep.
I don't want to mess around with that.
I used to think that people who worried about bags getting lost were complete idiots. Then my bags got lost twice coming back from Oakland. And I thought, well, okay, now I understand.
Knock on wood, that's never happened to me. Of course, now it's going to.
Well,
I've never had a bag get lost.
I've twice, but I've been the guy, like, you could just picture, like, the guy looking down at the baggage thing as it stops.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to walk over to the room. And it's both times have been Delta. And I walked over and I'm like, Really? At one time, I go get the car and Lee stays to get the bag sometimes. We flip on that.
It's nice when you have two, yeah.
And this time, she walked out with one bag and said, guess what? They lost one bag. It was yours. So I'm like, ah, God, twice. Both the same flight, both the same airline.
Okay.
Same airline, same flight from Napa.
I don't care about the window seat. I used to really, really want the window seat because I like to take pictures out the window. I'm the person that will always book the flight at sunset or something like that. I don't care about that as much anymore. Now, if it's a longer flight, I care more about walking more on the flight to avoid. I guess I get more nervous about blood clots the older I get. And so I
want a light
walk
bag
more.
And blood clots to be gone.
Yeah. Like, I care more about my health, I guess, than I used to. So now I want the aisle seat so that I can get up and walk around more. The snacks are important on a longer flight, but on a shorter flight, I don't care.
I think, you know, what's interesting is there's a generation that always knew you would get a meal on a flight.
Yeah.
Like, I am from the generation that never gets a meal on a flight. And if you do, it's like extra Cheez-Its.
Or it's because you're flying more than... And I would love to know the rules about that. I need to catch Justin Meyer at some point and just ask him. Somebody who would know all of that. About the rules that different airlines have about how many hours a flight has to be before they give you a meal. Because I'm sure there are standards in place.
I would think, but those people might say, grab a snack before you get on the plane.
Or bring food with you.
Right. And... Yeah. Because, I mean, I've flown from Kansas City to Cancun direct. Houston. I went Milwaukee to Cancun direct. No meal. No meal on
this
that flight.
This is the epitome of first world.
Right. But I don't expect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the people who used to fly in the 70s and the 80s on a regular basis, and I remember seeing it as a kid when I would fly, you would get a meal. Now, to me, it's like, I just hope I'd rather have little cookies or
the
Cheez-Its.
Little pretzels versus...
Right. Yeah. I don't want peanuts.
I would love to know more. Now I have questions about that with airlines. But this is first world. But, the longest segment of a flight I've ever taken was the 14 hours between Dallas and Tokyo when I went to Vietnam a couple of years ago. And going into that, I guess I assumed you're in the air 14 hours. This is going to be a three-meal flight. Spaced out evenly in those 14 hours. Oh, no. I wish I had known that going in.
What'd they give you?
It was a meal probably an hour in. And then I don't know if they assume people are going to sleep for 12 hours. But
wow.
Then it's a meal toward the end. And so you're going a solid 10 hours without anything substantial. And if you are just sleeping for those 10 hours, great. And it's an overnight flight. So maybe I don't know why they do that. I don't know if they just assume people are going to sleep. We don't want to wake them up. But you're by the end of that.
Well, that terrifies me to ever take a flight that long.
Bring your own food, let me tell you, because by the time you're 12 hours into that flight, you are starving.
Can I bring a sandwich through security?
That's a really good question. I think you're safer getting it past security. Go pick up your food past security, because there are usually lots of restaurants and stuff past security.
Get a wrap sandwich or something there, okay.
The worst they're going to do, though, is, because I've done it, I've brought food from home, you know, or I'll stop at Subway or something on my way to the airport and bring it. The worst they're going to do, and if you have TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, I think this is easier.
Okay.
But, which I think you do. The worst they're going to do is want to look at it. The worst they're going to do is not be able to identify in the scanner what that thing is. And I've had to open mine before.
Okay.
When I went through O'Hare a couple of weeks ago, my mom sent food home with me. They couldn't tell what it was.
It was really good, by the way. Thank you.
And I was opening sandwiches and stuff to show them what I had.
I am not going on an international flight for a long, long time, I don't think.
20 years now.
But I think that's good to know. Mm-hmm. They don't give you multiple meals on a flight to Tokyo?
It was, like I said, it was two. It was at the beginning and then
beginning and
12
then,
hours later at the end, but nothing in the middle. Now, they don't get upset.
If you ask for snacks
or
stuff?
Or you can just go get them sometimes. I've done that.
That's my kind of
thing. Because they're not going to tell you no. I mean, they might if you go back and get a ton, but you can always just go to the back of the plane or where they're keeping the carts and grab extra cookies or something if you're starving.
Tell you what, for that flight, I would want that aisle.
Yeah,
I would
no
want
kidding.
That out because I'm going to pee a lot.
You got to walk around on those flights.
Yeah.
You really got to go and get, because you can't, the human body is not designed to just sit for 14 hours and not move your legs.
True.
So you got to go walk a little bit.
Let us know on Facebook. And I would read you all the answers, but they're all just two and three,
one, two.
Two and four,
What's
one
the
and
most
two.
Common answer
two.
Coming up? The direct flight.
The direct flight is the most common. So which two would you pick? Window seat, direct flight, overhead bin space, or snacks? Let us know. Put your answer down on Facebook, on Twitter as well, at KMBZ Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.